朋友，活在耶稣里网站，欢迎你来收听福乐人生讲坛的节目。接下来请听戴季宗牧师的分享。愿圣经教导激励你来追求主耶稣的真理和生命，并且将福音传给更多的人。
有很多的地方是不欢迎宣教士去的。
Many places missionaries are not welcome.
但是若是我们仔细看那些地方，我们会发现，虽然宣教士不能去。
But for those places, even though missionaries cannot reach.
但是基督徒却可以去到那些地方。
But yet Christians can go there.
所以我想从教会的角度，我们需要装备弟兄姐妹们。
Therefore, churches ought to equip brothers and sisters.
能够把他们的职场视为是他们传福音的工厂。
So they will view their workplaces as their mission fields.
让我们能够同心合一的来兴旺福音。
So together we have fellowship in the gospel.
从一个宣教工厂迈向一个宣教生力军。
So from mission field, we will be transformed into a mission force.
但是我们看到腓立比的教会不单单是同心合一的兴旺福音。
And the church at Philippi, not only they participate and have partnership in the gospel.
福音出现第二次在第七节。
The word of gospel appeared for the second time in verse
7. 也让我们看到，若是我们要从宣教工厂迈向宣教生力军。
If we want to move forward from being a mission field to mission force.
我们需要对我们的信仰有很清楚的认识、了解以及笃信。
We have to have firm conviction and knowledge of the gospel that we believe in.
保罗他在那边说，我为着福音的缘故在辩明证实这一个福音。
Paul says that I defend and confirm the gospel.
其实这个辩明这一个词在原文里面是 apologia.
So the word defense is apologia.
其实我们英文有一个词就是从这个希腊文而来，叫 apologetics, 护教学。
So that word apologetics came from that Greek word.
其实我们英文有另外一句话叫 apology, 就是道歉的意思，也其实是从这个字根而来。
Actually, another English word apology also came from that.
但是你千万不要认为我们在护教学要为我们的信仰 apologize, 道歉。
But please do not misunderstand thinking that we have to apologize for our faith.
乃是保罗在这边用的这一个词，就是能够很清楚且很笃信知道自己信仰的本质，也能够我们在台湾选举的时候很喜欢讲的一个词，就是讲得清楚，能够说得明白。
Okay, so Paul is saying that his calling was to defend and confirm, to clearly explain the essence of the faith, the gospel.
其实这个辩明，若是你跟我一起翻到彼得前书第三章的话。
If we turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
其实我们在那边看到保罗其实也用了这一个词。
Actually, Paul used the same word there.
当他描述信徒们被人恐吓，因着信仰的缘故受苦。
When he described that saints were being persecuted for the sake of the gospel.
他说你们心里面不要惊慌。
He says, please do not panic.
然后第15节他这样说，只要心里尊主基督为圣。
But then in verse 15 it says, but in your heart set apart Christ as the Lord.
有人问你心中盼望的缘由。
Anyone who asks you for the hope that you have.
就要常做这个准备，就是这个辩明这个词，要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
So always prepare to answer with gentleness and respect.And this is the same word here.
所以在这边我们看到，其实亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们要从宣教工厂迈向宣教生力军。
We can see clearly now if we want to move forward from being a mission field to mission force.
我们要清楚知道我们的信仰的本质是什么。
We need to know clearly the essence of our conviction.
我们也需要笃信这个我们所相信的福音。
And we have to firmly believe the gospel.
我很快跟大家分享这个在宣教工厂我们最近所面对到的一个大挑战。
I'd like to share with you a great challenge that we met recently in the mission field.
我们都知道我们生活的这个时代是一个非常强调包容的时代。
Because our generation, we emphasize so much on tolerance.
因为我们非常非常的多元，所以为了要和平相处，为了要有一个和谐的社会，我们需要强调包容。
Because nowadays our society is so diversified, in order to keep the harmony, we emphasize so much on tolerance.
那在这个包容的里面，有一个无形背后的一种人生的哲学理念。
And behind this tolerance, there's this unspeakable philosophy of life.
就是其实今天没有什么绝对的东西，都是相对，因此我们应当包容。
In other words, it's actually telling us that there's nothing absolute in this world. Therefore, we can always tolerate the differences.
其实说没有什么绝对，也不完全正确。
But actually, not having anything absolute is not really absolutely
right. 有一个东西是绝对。
One thing is absolute.
就是所有的东西都是相对。
That everything is relative.
那这个跟宣教有什么关系呢？
What does that have to do with mission?
我发现在这段时间里面，特别在一些宣教学的文献里头，
Because lately I have found some literatures about mission.
一直在讨论我们为什么要去传福音给异教徒。
There's a discussion why we need to share gospel to non-Christians.
他们有他们自己的信仰。
Or people who have other religions.
且他们似乎好像有的时候信的还比你我来的虔诚。
Sometimes they are even more devoted than you and I.
所以在讨论的就是，其实不在乎你信什么，只要一，你信的虔诚就好，二，你信的对你有生命帮助就好。
So the discussion seems to circle around that. It doesn't really matter what you believe in, as long as your belief is beneficial to you and that you're devoted to it.
常常出现的一个词我们也很熟悉，就是条条大路都通罗马。
And then one thing that appears very often is that everything leads to the same end.
所以我们不需要去跟别的信仰宗教里头的人跟他们传福音。
Therefore, we do not have to share gospel to the believers of other religions.
因为这一个和蔼可亲的上帝还是一个什么东西。
Because this loving God or whatever the great power.
他已经把足够的亮光放在不同的宗教里面。
He has already given sufficient enlightenment in every other religion.
所以你们基督徒不要去破坏别人的宗教，不要去破坏别人的文化信仰。
So Christians, please do not go and destroy other culture or other religion.
不要误会我，这个不是在教会外在讨论的东西，而是在教会里面讨论的东西。
And this discussion is not happening outside of the church, but inside the church.
当然我心里面很纳闷的就是不太知道他们怎么去看约翰福音14章6节。
But what confuses me is that how they will look at John chapter 14 verse
约翰福音14章6节耶稣说，我是道路，我是真理，我是生命，若不借着我，不是说少数人，而是说没有人能够到父那里去。
John chapter 14 verse 6, it says, I'm the way, the truth, and life. Nobody goes to the Father except me. He did not say only a few, but he says nobody.
我发现你们投影同工相当能干。
And your projection co-workers are very wonderful.
都差不多不需要带圣经来教会了。
You almost don't have to bring God, the Bible to church.
若是我下一次来，我圣经也不要带。
So next time I will not bring my Bible.
我这个也有好也有坏的地方哈。
There's a good and bad with this.
变成我们不太带圣经来教会了。
Then we don't have to bring our own Bibles to church.
我想对不起啊。反正我回不回来，这个余牧师要自己决定哈。
Well, it's up to Brother Yu to decide whether he will invite me back.
我还是鼓励弟兄们自己带圣经来。
Well, I still encourage you to bring your own Bible.
因为你有一些心得，你可以在圣经里面画一画。
So that you can write comments or highlight.
我妈妈常常看到我的圣经，她说：“哇，你这个好像圣诞树一样。
” When my mom sees my Bible, she says, "My Bible is like Christmas tree."
我用很多不同的颜色，把不同的心得把它画出来。
Because I will highlight with different colors.
他有的时候看不懂，他问我你看得懂吗？
Sometimes she will say, "Can you really see and understand?"
我说你看不懂没有关系，我要看得懂。
It's okay if you don't understand my comments and highlights. I do.
耶稣说我是道路，我是真理，我是生命。
Jesus says, "I'm the way, the truth, and life."
当然，我想你看中英文，你很明显的可以看到，我们中文比较婉转一点，看不出其实里头很重要的信息。
But it is harder to see the message in the Chinese translation.
因为我们看不出来耶稣其实说我是唯一的道路，我是唯一的真理，我是唯一的生命。
Because the Chinese translation does not clearly say that I am the only way, the only life, and the only truth.
耶稣不是说 I am a way, 乃是他说 I am the way。
Jesus did not say that I am a way, but he says I'm the only way.
他不是说 I am a truth, 他说 I am the truth.
他
没有关系，没有关系。我不要乱掉就好了，你乱掉无所谓。
He didn't say I'm a truth, but he says I'm the only truth.
他不是说我是 a life, 乃是他说 I am the life.
He didn't say that I'm alive, but I'm the only life.
所以我想我们在这边亲爱的弟兄姐妹就很清楚地看到不是条条大路都通罗马。
The verse tells us that not every way, not every path will lead to the same end.
当然我十分的相信今天就可能在我们当中有一些人会对我这样的说法很不满意。
But I'm sure maybe some of us here will not be satisfied with what I say.
但是其实你不需要跟我有什么争执，因为这个不是我的讲法。
But you don't have to argue with me because this is not what I said.
你不同意的是神的话，是圣经。
What you disagreed upon was the word of God.
耶稣很清楚地说，我是道路，我是真理，我是神。
Because Jesus clearly said that I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
若是我们要从宣教工厂更加迈向宣教势力。
So if we want to move forward from being mission field to mission force.
第一，我们要同心合意。
First of all, we have to have fellowship in one accord.
第二，我们要辨明证实，我们要对我们的信仰清清楚楚。
We have to prove the gospel to clearly understand our conviction.
第三次福音在腓立比书第一章出现是在第十二节。
The third appearance of the word gospel is in verse 12.
保罗说：“我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。”
He says, "I want you to know that things happened to me actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel."
我觉得保罗能够讲这一句话是不得了的一句话。
It was a big statement.
因为我们在这边很明显能够看到他所遭遇的不是顺的东西，乃是逆的事情。
Because what he has experienced was not something smooth, but adversary.
在顺的当中，我们说，哎呀，在我身上发生的事情能够更加的叫福音兴旺，我想这会是一个理所当然的事情。
It is very logical to say what happened to us will further advance the gospel if things were smooth and successful.
但是能够在逆的当中仍然说我所遭遇的事让福音更加的兴旺，我觉得这是一个了不起的事情。
But it is so great that what Paul experienced was actually persecution, affliction for the sake of gospel, and yet he said this is for the furtherance of the gospel.
我就想到在这边怎么样能够更加的迈向一个宣教的胜利军是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to become even more a mission force?
就是我们不单单是要同心合意辨明证实。
So not only that we will have partnership and we will prove the gospel.
我们也要在逆中喜乐。
That we will rejoice in afflictions.
我们要在逆中喜乐。
Rejoice in persecution.
因为在逆中仍然有喜乐的见证，是一个强而有力的见证。
Because it is such a powerful testimony if we can rejoice in persecution.
你知道我们人的感情是我们生命里面最肤浅的一部分。
You know that our emotion is actually the most superficial part of our inmost being.
是容易最容易变化的。
Which can change very often.
我可以昨天晚上去睡觉，心情很不好。
Yes, I could go to bed last night with a bad mood.
但是突然今天早晨起来，莫名其妙，我心情变得很好。
But all of a sudden this morning, after I wake up, I have a better mood.
但是我也可能很快的就会心情又不好。
And maybe my mood would change right away.
我们的心情是反反复复的。
Our mood goes up and down. We have the swings.
喜乐，对不起，快乐也是在心情里面很容易反反复复的一个东西。
And happiness can also change along with the mood.
但是喜乐却是很不一样的东西。
But joy is something different.
我不晓得大家有没有注意过，保罗写腓立比书的时候，他是在哪里写的？
Have you noticed when Paul wrote the book of Philippians, where was he?
在哪里写的？
Do you know where he was?
不是自问自答的问题啊。 在哪里写的
？Where was he？
监牢里面写的。
He was in prison。
若是你回去看保罗所写的所有十三书信的话
，If you go back and look at all the 13 epistles that Paul wrote，
啊，当然你把希伯来书也归在保罗写的话，就是十四。
If you include the book of Hebrews, then he would have written 14.
啊，你会发现腓立比书是在这所有的书信里面保罗最常用喜乐这一个词的一卷书。
You will see among all of his epistles, Paul talk about joy the most.
虽然他是在监牢里面写的。
Even though he was writing in prison.
但是他的喜乐、平安和盼望却不被他的环境所剥夺去。
Yet his joy, peace, and hope will not be shaken by his circumstances.
让我想到什么，亲爱的弟兄姐妹？
Do you know what it reminds me?
让我想到保罗的喜乐。
I think about Paul's joy.
不是一个温度计，是一个调温计。Paul's joy was not a thermometer, it was a thermostat. 不是一个温度计，是一个调温计。
Okay. Paul's joy is not a thermometer, but thermostat.
这两个功能很不一样，对不对？
These two things have different functions.
一个温度计的功能是什么？
What's the function of a thermometer?
它的功能是只不过能够衡量周遭的温度而已。
It will only read the temperature of this environment.
当我们的孩子生病的时候，
When our children are sick,
我们一定是把一个温度计放在他们的嘴巴里面。
Then we'll put a thermometer in their mouth.
哎呀，发现他们发烧了。
And we discover, oh, they have a fever.
有没有太太妈妈会说，就留在那个地方，那个温度计会让它降温。
But no mom will say, okay, let's just keep the thermometer there, and then that would make the fever go away.
当然不可能的事情。
It's impossible.
因为它影响不到周遭的温度。
Because thermometer will not change or affect the temperature in the environment.
但是一个调温计的功能是什么呢？
But what's the function of a thermostat?
我们知道一个调温计的功能是一个能够影响到周遭温度的一个叫什么？这个器具还是这怎么称呼啊？一个仪器，谢谢。
So thermostat is a device that can control the temperature in the environment.
当我们在住在家里面，冬天来的时候，哇，开始冷了，把这个温度稍微调高一点。
So in winter time at home, we can turn up the temperature.
使得这个周遭的温度也因这个调温计受到影响。
So the temperature in the room in the house can be affected by the thermostat.
保罗的喜乐是什么样的喜乐呢
？So what kind of joy that the joy that Paul had.
保罗的喜乐不是一个温度计。
So Paul's joy is not a thermometer.
只要我心情好的时候，我就唱歌。
That I will sing when I am in good mood.
只要我在顺的当中，我就可以唱歌。
I will sing when everything goes smoothly.
但是一碰到逆的时候，我就愁眉苦脸，我就这个埋怨满天。
Whenever I have affliction, then I will be sorrowful and then I will complain.
不是这样，对不对
？It is not the way.
我的师母是学声乐美声的。
My wife's major was in music.
Voice performance.
Voice performance.
我有的时候会跟她开玩笑，会跟她讲我自己的一个心愿。
Sometimes I would joke with her. I would tell her my wish.
我说我到天上哈。
When I go to heaven,
我一进天堂，我第一个请求，你知道是什么吗
？The first thing I get to in the heaven, do you know what would be my first request?
我很想听两个人的二重唱。
I like to sing. I like to hear a duet of two people.
两个人的二重唱。
Two people's duet.
这两个人是谁呢
？Who are they? Who are those two people?
一个是保罗。
One is Paul.
一个是希拉。
One is Silas.
他们的二重唱，我喜欢听。我想听什么歌呢
？Do you know what I want to hear?
我很想听他们在监牢里面，腓立比监牢里面唱的那首歌。
I want to hear the song that they sang in the prison in Philippi.
你知道在顺的当中唱歌齁我们台湾话说没什么了不起齁没有什么了不起。
Okay, it is not a big deal if you can sing in a successful, smooth environment.
在顺的当中要高兴其实我不瞒大家说我一点都不羡慕。
Actually, to be honest, I do not envy those who are happy in affliction.
若是一个信仰或者一个宗教给予他的信徒只是在顺的当中有平安喜乐和盼望的话
If a religion, all they could do is to give their believers peace, hope, and joy in affliction.
你容许我说，我一点都不羡慕这种。
Forgive me for saying that. I do not admire that.
我羡慕的是什么？
What I admire?
当然在顺的当中可以唱歌。
Of course that we can sing in our smooth environment.
但是能够在逆的当中仍然有平安、喜乐和盼望。
Okay, but in afflictions that we can still have joy, peace, and hope.
我们的环境不剥夺。
That our environment will not be shaken.
我可不可以问大家一个问题？
Let me ask you a question.
请问今天你的平安、喜乐和盼望是被建立在你的环境上？
Let me ask you, today do you build your peace, hope, and joy upon your environment?
是被建立在你的工作上？
Or is it rooted on your work?
是被建立在你所享有的物质上面吗？
Is it rooted on the materials that you enjoy?
若是像旧约的约伯，一刹那之间，这些都从你我的手上拿掉。
If just like Job, all of a sudden, all these things are taken away from us.
我们是否还仍然有平安、喜乐和盼望？
Do we still have peace, joy, and hope?
你不要那么快回答，我也其实不太敢回答这个问题。
Please don't answer me right away. It's not easy.
真的，我不太敢回答。
Even I dare not to answer.
我希望我的回答说是。
I hope my answer would be yes.
但是我心里面有一点害怕，大概稍微不太是。
But I hesitate a little bit. It might not be a firm yes.
但是我想，因为保罗有这样的平安、喜乐和盼望。
But because Paul has such peace, hope, and joy.
就使得他能够在困境的当中仍然兴旺着福音。
So that he could still advance the gospel even in affliction.
而我告诉大家，若是今天我们有这样的一种见证的话，
Today if we have such testimony,
我们会不仅是令周遭的人羡慕，
Not only that others will envy us,
我们也会令周遭的人好奇，
We will also cause others to be curious,
到底你的平安、喜乐、盼望是从何而来？
Where do you get such peace, hope, and joy?
所以若是我们要迈向这个宣教的生力军的话，
So if we want to become a mission force,
保罗提醒我们，第一要同心合意。
First of all, we ought to have the partnership in God.
第二，他说我们要辨明证实，我们要清楚知道这个信仰。
We have to prove the gospel, we have to know our conviction.
第三，我们要在逆中喜乐。
Third, we ought to rejoice in afflictions.
第四次福音出现是在第15章15节、16节以下几节的经文。
So the fourth time the word gospel appeared in verse 15, 16, and 17.
其实我读了这几节，读了好多年都读不太懂，到底保罗在这边讲什么。
So actually, it took me many years, for many years I could not understand what Paul
was trying to say. 明显的在这边画出了一个很强烈的一个对比。
Because he presented to us a very strong contrast.
他说有一些人传基督是出于好意。
But some preach the preach Christ out of goodwill.
但是有一些人还可以传基督是出于嫉妒以及纷争。
Some preach Christ from envy and strife.
有一些人传基督是出自于结党，在第17节并不是诚实的，意思是只要加增保罗捆锁的苦楚。
But some out of self-ambition, not sincerely, but actually is to add affliction to Paul.
有的人传的不是从假意，对不起，他们是从假意而传，不是从真心而传，第18节。
Some preach not in truth, but in present. Pretend, in verse 18.
What is
Paul trying to say here? What exactly he's trying to express?
大概有几个不同的解释。
There are different kind of interpretation.
其中有一些人认为呢，当时有可能有一群人呢，他们有一种错误的观念。
Some interpret that some people at that time probably had this misunderstanding.
他们很希望主耶稣基督能够赶快回来。
They wish that Jesus Christ will come back right away.
而他们也知道耶稣回来之前需要很多人受苦，或者基督徒会经历到更多的苦难。
And they also understood that before Christ coming back, a lot of people, especially Christians, will suffer affliction.
因此为了让基督赶快回来，他们觉得保罗你要更多的为主受苦。
In order to speed up the return of Christ, they think that Paul should suffer even more.
他们有一种错误的一种寻道者的一种概念。
They have this wrong mindset about martyrdom.
他们就是带着这种寻道者的这种冲劲，他们往前面走。
They march forward with this zeal of martyrdom.
那我想这个翻译我还没有完全能够理解，能够接受。
I cannot completely accept and understand such interpretation.
另外一个可能性。
Another possibility.
其实，若说我们翻回到哥林多前书第一章的话，我们会知道当时的教会也在一种结党的里头。
So if we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we get to see that at that time there was division in the church.
有的人说我们是属于基法，属于彼得的。
Some says we are of Peter.
有的人说我们是属于亚波罗的。
Or we are of Apollos.
有的人说我们是属于基督的。
Or we are of Christ.
所以我们在那边看见早期的教会也是好像根据他们自己心目中的一些偶像，他们觉得我们是属这个人，是属那个人。
So we get to see that Christians in early church, they follow their own idols. They say, I'm of this person or that person.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。